Gifts or other miscellaneous charged with the prize. All contestants must have a valid ID and social security number. Our judges' decisions are final and reserve the right to end any contest at any time for any reason without notice. In the event that a contestant is found to be ineligible for a prize, said prize will not be awarded. And if you win, we reserve the right to use your likeness or voice on the radio or online, and any winners must wait 30 days to win again. Get a complete list of rules and more information on any contest on ESPN Radio at ESPNCU.com. Those are the rules, and good luck from ESPN 93.5.
X.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He keeps hammering away at Democrats, trying to prevent a blue wave. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, overwhelming your schools, your hospitals, and your communities.
President Trump in Missouri, he'll have 9 more rallies before Tuesday's election, and illegal immigration is a big theme.
We will not allow our generosity to be abused by those who would break our laws, defy our rules.
He's sending as many as 15,000 troops to the border.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm.
And the president said at the White House he's planning an executive order prohibiting any border crosser not at a port of entry from seeking asylum. But a court fight's already looming. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a dozen migrants in the caravan have filed a class action lawsuit against the Trump administration, claiming the government's effort to keep them out of the United States is violating due process rights under the Fifth Amendment. The suit, filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, said it's widely known that Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador are undergoing a well-documented human rights crisis. Meanwhile, more than 100 Democratic representatives have signed a letter to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, stating their opposition to sending additional support troops to the southern border. Dave.
Rachel, the final funeral is today for the 11 people murdered at their synagogue in Pittsburgh, and the last one laid to rest was the oldest. Rose Malinger was 97. For the first time in 5 years, the U.S., a condemned killer sat in the electric chair. Edmund Zagorski in Tennessee.
They asked him if he had any last words. He said, "Let's rock."
The AP's Kimberly Cruzy witnessed the execution.
The first jolt happened. You could see his body clearly thrust up.
She says he got a second one and it was over. Zagorski chose electrocution, believing it's quicker and less painful than injection. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The day after the accused gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting spree, Robert Bowers pleaded not guilty to murder and hate crimes and other charges. The accused pipe bomb mailer will return to court in Miami.
Cesar Sayoc will make his second court appearance today, where a judge will tell him if he will be let out on bail. Federal, state, and local authorities believe he's behind the series of packages sent to people who have been critical of President Trump. Prosecutors say Sayoc should remain in jail, believing he is a threat to others and would likely flee. Sayoc's attorneys say he must be presumed innocent until a trial is held. Although today's hearing will be in Florida, he will eventually be moved to New York to face federal charges, including illegal mailing of explosives and threats against former presidents and others. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A sheriff's deputy is in critical condition in Texas after he was shot in the head last night in LaGrange. The gunman later surrendered. A year and a half after a rock star from the band Soundgarden killed himself in a hotel room shortly after his last concert in Detroit, his family's filed a lawsuit.
Black hole sun. Chris Cornell's widow and their children accused Dr. Robert Koblin and his office of negligently and repeatedly prescribing mind-altering drugs that ultimately cost the rock singer his life. The lawsuit in particular says the doctor prescribed Cornell large amounts of the anti-anxiety medication lorazepam. The plaintiffs arguing the drug is known to increase the risk of suicide because it can severely impair judgment, thinking, and impulse control. Cornell's death was ruled a suicide by hanging. Toxicology tests found several drugs in his system. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The jobs report comes out later this hour, expecting to show nearly 200,000 people were hired in October. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging, and so are Asian markets, after President Trump and China's leader both say they had a constructive phone call trying to resolve their trade dispute. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Following Champaign's second shooting in one day this week, County Coroner Dwayne Northrup pronounced 38-year-old Dondre Moore of Champaign dead at 9:22 p.m. Tuesday in the emergency room in Urbana, less than 8 hours after another shooting where a man was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A parent's nightmare was averted as a small metal blade was found in a child's Halloween candy. The boy started eating a Kit Kat bar and noticed the blade. His mother reported what happened to police, and the child wasn't hurt. Police are canvassing the area where he was trick-or-treating. And the Landmark Hotel in Urbana is expected to sell for about $100,000 less than originally expected after the top bidder failed to pay their deposit. The new number one bidder will remain unknown until November 13th. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Illinois football plays the University of Minnesota on Saturday, November 3rd at Memorial Stadium. Come celebrate the 108th Dad's Day while Illinois hosts the Military Appreciation Game with an official flyover by the Air Force's 114th Fighter Squadron using two F-15 jets. Commemorative shirts for the game will be sold by Game Day Spirit online, in stores, and at the game to help raise money for the Chess Center for Wounded Veterans studying at the University of Illinois. Shop the keyword salute at GameDaySpirit.com and come show your support on November 3rd. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
All right, here we go. It's Friday. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got partly cloudy conditions expected today, starting out a little overcast. It's still dark. I guess everything's going to switch up as daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
How would you like to live in Anchorage?
I know.
I mean, if you're in Anchorage, Alaska, this is like 2 in the afternoon.
Right, right.
I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know.
I could not go without the light.
My brother-in-law was stationed at Juneau, Alaska, and yeah. I remember writing him and him telling me about that kind of chapter in life in his Air Force service. Anyway, partly cloudy, high 53, down to 34 this evening. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 56, down to 46. Showers after 1 on Sunday with a high 58, and the wind gusts will pick up to 31 miles per hour again. But not as windy for today and tomorrow, anyway. We're currently at 34 on ESPN 93.5.
Yep, Illinois takes on Minnesota tomorrow. I'm fully recharged, ready for an upset. Happens every week. What can I do?
Oh, come on.
Every week.
What kind of attitude is that?
No, I'm saying I'm recharged.
Okay.
I'm calling me man.
I thought you meant that they're going to lose.
No. By Fridays, I say I get recharged.
Okay. Now, I feel better now.
Catch me Monday, and I'm bummed, and then by Friday, I've got us beating Alabama. So that's just how it works.
Okay.
So I don't know how. I know Minnesota isn't very good.
Right.
We ought to score 40. We just got to keep them from scoring 41. So,
and Lovey's calling the defensive play.
I want to see how that looks, too. So mm-hmm. Dad's Day and grappling in the Grove and all that fun stuff. Kim Brown will jump on here in a few, and we'll chat about the game. Man, she was ready to go. She was ready to fight. I said, no, I'm positive.
I think
we're going to come on.
I hear it out there that people are giving up.
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Till Monday. Listen, if this is the team we're going to beat, it's got to be this one. I don't think you have much of a chance against the others at Nebraska, home Iowa, at Northwestern. So tomorrow's my day.
I'm wearing my orange and blue.
Heck yeah, we'll be there. So got her done. Get her done. I do have some basketball tickets for tonight's. I think that's fun, too, because this is kind of a new team. I mean, who do we have? We got some guys, and we're all excited to see them. That's at the State Farm tonight. I do have a few pair to give away for that. I have Colonnades tickets for the game tomorrow. Will you take the elevator? I would like to get some Colonnade tickets out there. Stand by Rachel Sutherland, Ace Fox Radio news reporter who has never missed a story in her life. How are you?
Boy, thank you so much for the introduction.
Never missed a story in her life. She's just got it going on.
Right.
Well, sometimes I do nod off. I'll fall asleep and I'll wake up and they'd be like, what happened?
I'm telling you right now, since the Donald Trump administration, if you don't have Twitter and 24/7 coverage, man, it's hard to keep up.
It is.
There's so much out there. I know Oprah Winfrey's a really good speaker.
Right.
She's supporting...
Yeah.
Stacey Abrams down in Georgia. Oprah can just go, man. When she speaks, she's really, really good at it. Mike Pence said, hey, I'm kind of a big deal.
I saw that. Yeah.
Look over here.
He said, it ain't Hollywood, it's Georgia, and I'm kind of a big deal. Really good.
I haven't seen him be that funny.
Yeah.
You know, really, Mike Pence isn't like a knee slapper, but he was kind of funny yesterday.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so... Gosh, where do we begin? You got the immigration, you got the caravans, Donald Trump with 9 more rallies before Tuesday.
Wow.
Talk about taking something on your back and carrying it. This is a referendum on the president, I think.
He's even said as much at some rallies earlier, a couple months ago anyway. He would say, pretend my name is on the ballot. He's not even minding that. He wants to get his base out there. I think it's just a foregone conclusion. Democrats are out there in mass, and there you saw Oprah Winfrey in Georgia yesterday, and some of the star power that's been coming out because they want to pull out all the stops to be able to maybe flip some power, on the Hill. But they see that as being kind of the firewall, to the president, to be able to stop some of his policies. So you see all of the big names out there campaigning, and you're right, the president's going to be all the way through election night, really campaigning hard. He'll be in, I believe, Indiana the night before the election. That's where Democrat Joe Donnelly has been facing a challenge from Republican Mike Braun. That's for the Senate seat there. I think the Republican strategy is to try to hold on to the Senate, understanding that I think the Cook Political Report just yesterday updated their analysis in that it looks like that some of these House seats could flip, maybe not a blue wave, but definitely the strategy appears to be Republicans holding on to the Senate. It's not like they're saying, okay, representatives, you're just on your own,
mm-hmm.
But they're sending out sort of the second string talent to those rallies.
What do you think? Rachel, you've been doing this a few years now. I mean, what do you think is going to happen to you? Any gut sense of, you know, anything?
My gut sense is that a lot of these races are going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe will be late into the night. And really not know. Some of them have been a neck and neck for quite some time. So we may not know on November 8th exactly all the races decided. There could also be some races contested.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, if you really want my idea of what I think could happen is that Republicans will hold on to the Senate and, in fact, maybe pick up a few seats and expanding the majority there. Right now it's 51. And then I think there's a chance the House could flip into Democratic hands. If that happens, then you're going to see a lot of gridlock on the Hill and between the White House for the next 2 years. That when you have the new Congress seated in 2019 with a Democratic House, I mean, then it'll just roll over, their proposals will roll over to the Senate.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to get done. Everything's going to stop, and progress could slow. That's for sure.
Well, I know if that happens and the Senate is held by the Republicans, you still have control of the judges and all of that, which is a pretty key area. So it's going to be interesting. I just don't feel a doggone thing. And I might be totally off. I have no idea. I don't trust anything I see because of last time it was all wrong.
Right.
And I don't buy into it. I kind of think it's, they're going to hold the House and I think they're going to gain more than you think in the Senate. That's kind of, we'll see. It's going to be really interesting to watch Tuesday night. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and it'll be a late night for sure.
Well, and that's
we'll be up all night.
And what time do you board your plane to Costa Rica Wednesday morning again? Was it an early one? Or?
I don't have any plans to go right back to Costa Rica, but one thing I was wondering is why those migrants don't head south instead of north, because it's really nice there.
And know what Costa Rica's about? Come on, man, go south. It's a beautiful country.
Actually, Costa Rica is world-renowned for their asylum programs. I don't want to take too much time, but I talked to this one guy there who got caught up in the U.S. immigration system. He was from Mexico. He showed me his card. He's got asylum in Costa Rica.
Well, Costa Rica, man.
Sounds good to me.
The jobs, if you don't want to work on a zip line, I don't know what you're going to do there.
Mm-hmm. Well, zip line can be fun.
Yeah.
Rachel Sutherland, at Sutherland Fox, follower on Twitter. Always a pleasure. We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rachel Sutherland in Washington at the Fox Radio News Bureau. 7:15, ESPN 93.5 with your sports headlines coming up.
This is Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. I have been honored to serve as your Champaign County Clerk for the past 7 years. It is now time for us to choose a new county clerk, and I am proud to endorse and support Matt Grandoni. Matt Grandoni has worked in our office for the past 4 years as our Director of Training, and his leadership of our team has been an integral part of the success of our operation. As your county clerk for the past 7 years, I respectfully ask for your vote for Matt Grandoni as our next county clerk.
Paid for by friends of Matt Grandoni.
It's back. Don't miss the 39th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show November 2nd and 3rd at Urbana's Garden Hotel at 1000 West Killarney Avenue. This is one of the largest shows in Central Illinois. Over 75 vendors and goodie bags are the first 100 attendees each day. Admission is $5 and kids 12 and under are free. It's the 39th annual Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show presented by the Illinois Heartland Decorative Artists. Get more details at ihda.us. See you November 2nd and 3rd at the show.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure, we started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sedoris to Sydney, and everything in between. We know you've got a fighting spirit, and here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community, because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana and let us show you how we continue to serve both campus and community. Because you know what? It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union.
17, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Did you hear Mitch Trubisky came in as Coach Ditka before the Jets game this last Saturday? Had the vest, aviators.
Nice.
He said, don't call it a costume. I'm dressing as a legend. And he's now being called Mitchka. Mitch Trubisky is now Mitchka. Because he says, how do you just tip of the cap to the coach?
Okay, very good.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, 10 minutes away.
NFL action last night had the 49ers over the Raiders 34-3. Bears and Bills on Sunday the 4th at noon. And then the Packers and Patriots Sunday evening. I was looking for the Saints. I couldn't find them. Maybe they have a bye week, Stevie.
Biggest game of the year.
Uh-huh.
It's the biggest game of the year. It's the featured game of the weekend.
Oh.
The New Orleans Saints host undefeated L.A. Rams.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
kind of a big one. Anyway, then at night you got Green Bay and the Patriots, and then yes. Saturday you got LSU Alabama.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah, it should be great.
That's after Illinois beats Minnesota, then we nestle back to watch Baton Rouge.
I like that
LSU
idea.
LSU hosting those Bama. You know, Alabama loses a game.
And
fire Nick Saban.
It's Bama 1 and LSU 3, right? No, as far as the playoffs poll.
Listen, they're in the swamp. Johnny will know about the swamp. I'll ask him about that.
This should be fun. Yeah. Okay, so Illinois-Minnesota Saturday at 2:30. At 12:30, get there for the wrestling against Missouri, grappling in the Grove. There's also a patriotic tribute. There's flags being handed out. 12:15 for that Illini walk, and then the marching Illini. Should be a great Dad's Day event, and the weather looks great for tomorrow. Illinois and Wesleyan is the basketball action tonight at 7 o'clock.
And look for Doug Wallen, played at STM. He's on Illinois Wesleyan's team.
I see.
The all-time leading scorer in the history of Champaign-Urbana basketball is Doug Wallen.
Okay.
So look for him on Wesleyan's team.
That'll be a neat experience for him being in
There's
the
a featured article
center.
This morning's News Gazette about that.
Nice. Illinois volleyball in Columbus. We're ranked number 4, 9-3 on the season, 20-3 overall. Ohio State, 3-9, 12-12. Illinois soccer this morning against Penn State in 10 a.m. hour.
Christian tells me if we beat Penn State, we might win the Big Ten because seeds 2, 3, 4 have all lost.
Right.
So Illinois is a 5.
Yes.
And they lost to Penn State by 1.
Of course, there's all this IHSA football going on, too.
Yeah, well, go Fisher, go Tuscola,
That's
go
right.
Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. Weather?
All right. We've got partly cloudy conditions with a high 53. 33 our low tonight. Up to 57 tomorrow, down to around 45. Showers in the forecast after 1 Sunday with a high 59. We're currently at 36 fair conditions. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Miss Illinois Grace Kachaturian speaks at Tuscola High School at 2, and that's open to the public. Kind of fired up for that. That's 2 this afternoon, Tuscola High School. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are higher. Yesterday, stocks rallied to close out one of the worst months of the bull market. Tech shares like Netflix and eBay rising more than 5% in yesterday's session. Tech companies are playing a bigger role in politics. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter have spent more in lobbying in the past 2 years than in any other 2-year period. Many analysts are expecting another record quarter for Apple when the company reports earnings after the closing bell, raising prices for its iPhone to almost $1,000 has been really good for Apple's bottom line. And Tesla says its self-parking summon feature is getting an upgrade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
In the 1800s, the Marin family fled Ireland and settled near Danville. Laboring in fields, they saved enough to buy wasteland and worked to shape it into prosperous farmland.
I'm Mike Marin. My ancestors believed in the promise of Illinois. I do too. I know we can work together to fix our problems with budgets, taxes, and school funding. We can grow our business, strengthen agriculture, and bring people back to Illinois.
It can be done. Believe in Mike Marin as your state representative of the 104th District. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Marin.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
This is Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. I have been honored to serve as your Champaign County Clerk for the past 7 years. It is now time for us to choose a new county clerk, and I am proud to endorse and support Matt Grandoni. Matt Grandoni has worked in our office for the past 4 years as our Director of Training, and his leadership of our team has been an integral part of the success of our operation. As your county clerk for the past 7 years, I respectfully ask for your vote for Matt Grandoni as our next county clerk.
paid for by friends of Matt Grandoni.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage and violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Bormax toilet. Bormax flushing technology gets the bowl two times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Bormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on mybormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
ESPN 93.5, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, moments away. Illinois takes on Minnesota tomorrow. So grappling in the Grove. I understand Kent Brown will be doing the exhibition wrestling, and I'm not sure who are you. Are you wrestling that bear? That old shtick they used to do at the mall? Bring a bear in?
Yeah. There you go.
You'd be bigger than that bear, big fella. How are you?
I just had a bad visual of like a wrestling singlet.
I did too. Actually, so did I.
Wow.
Kent Brown is sports information director and man running the whole bunch of DIA. Anyway, okay, so it's Friday, and as is my custom, I'm a little negative early in the week, but now I got us winning.
Good. All right. Let's do it.
And we got a new defensive coordinator. His name is Lovie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how all that
works.
Hey, listen, it's Dad's Day. It's Grappling in the Grove. Mm-hmm. It's the band. It's the fun. It's the smells of the... It's happening, man, so I'm all jacked. So we'll be there, but I really think, I say it every week, if we're playing Alabama, Ken, I've got us winning somehow. But this is a team we can score on. This is a team we can beat. I really believe that.
Well, there's a couple of parts of our team that have definitely shown improvement this year, and that offense is one. We do have to score some more touchdowns. We're settling for too many field goals. I think everybody would tell you that. But it helps when you have one of the best kickers in the country who was yesterday named one of the semifinalists for the Luke Rosa Award.
Yeah.
And Chase McLaughlin. And so, you know, he's been really, really good. But we do need to score more touchdowns. But we are scoring at a higher rate and moving the ball at a better rate. Our special teams are certainly better. So we've got to figure out, you know, some of the things on the other side of the ball. And Lovie is certainly made some defensive calls in his career, and he's going to be making the defensive play calls tomorrow.
Super Bowl winner as a defensive coordinator with the Rams, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
This isn't his first rodeo, so to speak. So, and I said I really, really need a fourth win, and I think I can't get out of my head some of the brilliance we've had in spots. Now, maybe we throw it all together. And maybe I'm jumping up and down talking Rose Bowl tomorrow. Come on!
Well, don't go too far, jump too far ahead. But, you know, there's been some really great performances this year. I mean, Reggie Corbin has had a really good year. He's at 750 yards with four games to go and has a great chance at 1,000 yards. And, the offensive line has played really good. Nicky Allegretti has had an all-Big Ten type season. And we're third in the Big Ten in rushing, so we've really established some things, some identity on that side of the ball. Now, we do have to be more consistent passing, there's no doubt about it, and those are things that they're continuing to work on. And so, you know, we've had a little bit of quarterback changeover, mainly because of injuries and stuff during the season, and so it's really been hard to get some consistency there. But there's some things that are happening there. Minnesota's going through a lot of the same issues. I mean, their quarterback play has not been very good. They've given up a lot of points. They had a great win last week against Indiana. Late night on Friday night, they had to score a bunch of points. They gave up a bunch of points. Indiana came back and took the lead, right? Yep. You know, at the end. And then on the last play, they had a 75-yard play to beat them. So they've got their own issues that they're dealing with as well. So should be an exciting game. I think that the Dad's Day, there'll be a great crowd because of all the dads in town for the weekend. The Grapple at the Grove. Wrestling match against Missouri starts at 12:30, or right after the Illini Walk goes through Grange Grove. You know, we're expecting, it looks like, some sun and stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be
and
fun.
Mid 50, so this time of the year, that's about as good as you could ask for. And hey, we've got basketball tonight.
I know. You're going to mention Illinois Wesleyan, its exhibition. Bring a program, because you're going to see a lot of new faces and a lot of excitement into what this is going to look like.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got a couple local kids, Muhammad's on Wesleyan, and Wallen from, who played at two schools in Champaign is, on Wesleyan. I've got a family member. I've got a cousin who plays, his name is Bryce Robinson. He's from Oswego, plays for Wesleyan. So
awesome. There
are some local, connections to that game. And so it'd be fun to see our guys on the floor against, you know, not the secret scrimmage that we played last weekend, but, you know, where people are actually in the stands and get a chance to see him play.
No, it's going to be awesome. Doug Wallen played at SDM and Central and is the all-time leading scorer in Champaign-Urbana High School history, I believe.
Until Tim Finke passed him the next year.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Good effort, Tim. Hey, listen, well, let's get him. I'm kind of jacked up. We'll be there at the Grove tomorrow and Fighting Illini football
and
basketball.
And soccer today.
Hey, soccer 10 a.m.
Yeah, and you know, this morning,
we lost to Penn State 1-0. We can play with Penn State, so that'll be good.
No doubt. I think it'll be competitive. And as I was telling Jenny Dewar, who's our sports info contact for soccer, I said, you know, this is a big one, man. You get this one, then you've got the number one seed the rest of the way.
Yeah, right.
And so we can play them. There's no doubt. And we beat Penn State a few years ago when we won the Big Ten tournament.
Awesome.
And had to go through them. And so that starts at 10 o'clock. So that'll be exciting today,
right,
too.
Kent Brown, thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Let's get them. Let's get a victory. I'm kind of jacked. Let's go 3-0 here, and there's three big things coming up.
All right. Go Illini. Get it done.
You got it. 7:30, Kent Brown, every Friday to kind of endure what I have to say.
Go Illini.
ESPN 93.5, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, about Michka, all that next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll sign an executive order banning illegal border crossers from applying for asylum. A group of Central Americans walking through Mexico toward the United States is now about 900 miles away.
The president said migrants part of the caravan will be held in tents while their asylum claims are assessed. Court challenges are certain. Already a dozen migrants in the caravan have filed a class action lawsuit against the Trump administration, claiming a violation of due process under the Fifth Amendment.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A convicted murderer, Edward Zagorski, has been executed by the electric chair in Tennessee. He chose that over lethal injection.
They asked him if he had any last words. He said, let's rock.
Associated Press reporter Kimberly Cruzy was a witness. Zagorski spent 34 years on death row. He killed and robbed two men during a bogus drug deal. The October job numbers are just out. 250,000 jobs created by the economy. The unemployment rate's at 3.7%. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign and Urbana fire crews were called to an apartment fire Thursday morning. Both departments responded to a first-floor apartment fire in the 400 block of Stoughton Street just after midnight. One occupant was displaced due to the fire, but no one was injured. It's being called one of the most ambitious research projects in history, and it includes scientists from Central Illinois. Doctor of Entomology Gene Robinson, the director of the University of Illinois' Institute for Genomic Biology, is in London, England, working with the Earth Biogenome Project, sequencing the genetic codes of all 1.5 million known organisms on Earth at a cost of $4.7 billion. And the University of Illinois Fighting Illini host the Minnesota Gophers this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream?
At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply, so I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, they have the janitorial supplies. What you have to do is call Brad or Betsy Parks and let them get you set up with that spray they use for the anti-flu.
Yeah.
They got it. You got to go ask about the Checkmate system. It is CMI, CMIclean.com, CMIClean.com, and ask about what you have, what they have for their flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll like what they've got. Say hey to Betsy Parks, female-owned. It's locally-owned. It's CMIClean.com. Here's your weather.
Starting out with partly sunny conditions, and then we have a few more clouds coming our way with a high 53, 34, partly cloudy by tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 56 expected, 46 our low in the evening. There's an 80% chance of showers on Sunday afternoon, but a high 58 sounds good. Right now, 36. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure. Welcome Wisdom on the Radio in Central Illinois. You asked for it, and they're back. Coach Ditka, Mike Ditka, legend, Hall of Famer, live from Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Brother Johnny, off a plane last night from Colorado, back in New Orleans. Johnny, how are you?
Oh, we're great, Stevie. We're fine.
Before the Jets game, last week, Coach, Bears-Jets, Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback, walked in looking like you.
I saw it. Somebody sent me that, and he makes a better look at me than I ever made. That's pretty good.
He had the vest, Johnny, the aviators. He says, don't call it a costume. I'm dressing like a legend.
There you go.
That was very nice. But, he really looked. Actually, it's pretty darn good, I thought. So.
It was awesome. And, Johnny, they're calling him Mitch Trubisky. They're calling him Mitchka.
Well, great. And they did a good job Sunday and still looking good. They're, I believe, in first place thanks to the New Orleans Saints. So,
beating Minnesota. We're going to get to some of these matchups because we got a dandy weekend for sports. But first, the midterms are Tuesday. I know what I'm being told. I don't believe anything. I don't feel any blue anything. I'm now predicting the House holds the Republicans and they gain more seats than you think in the Senate. Johnny?
Well, I'm with you as far as not knowing exactly what's going to happen and not believing much about what's going on. It's hard to get a good poll these days. But the first step, I don't know what you think, Mike, but the first step is you have to find someone that wants to have a fair poll, and I don't know who's out there that wants to do that. So we just have to see what happens, you know?
Yeah. You wait and see. That's about all you can do, John. I mean, you know, all these things, this and that and that. I think a lot of it is to try to sway people from, you know, one way to the other, but it doesn't matter. I mean, listen, the country's going to survive anything that happens, let's face it.
Well, and I think it's pretty assured that the Senate holds, and that controls all the judgeships, all the federal benches of any other Supreme Court. That's a big one. You'll get investigations. I just can't believe America's handing the gavel back to Nancy Pelosi. It's just hard for me to, and maybe they will, but I don't, it's hard for me to fathom.
I don't think it's hard. It's hard to know because of the way our system works. And the, you know, you've got, what, 445 seats or something.
435.
Yep. And then all over the country, and each district has its own nuances and personalities. It's,
yeah.
So from that standpoint, it's possible. But two, things are going okay economically, yeah. And I think people are tired of what's really promised by the Democrats is more of this. Just scandalous accusations and allegations and just things we're worn out, really, talking about. And, yeah. Well, I think that'll sway the day, but it's going to be close.
Yeah, and I don't...
Well, you know, you're living in the best economy. We are living in the best economy we have in a long time. Things are all pretty good. Now, if people want to change that, go back to the Democrats. It's simple. It's not complicated. You can either have a growing economy or you can have a stagnant economy like we had before, and it's up to them. You know, if you're stupid enough to vote that way, go ahead and do it.
Okay, immigration, the border, the caravans. Are we doing the right thing, Johnny, sending troops to the border?
Boy, I don't know what the answer is there either, Steve. These are not easy questions, but a lot of that does appear to be staged to me. And obviously, people want to come to this country, and we're fortunate to be here. But you do have to have some kind of a rule, or else there's 7 billion people on this planet, and a lot of them would like to be here, and it won't be the place they dream of if we don't have some kind of rule of law. Coach, you just have to hold the line somewhere. And
The rules on immigration, John, were written back in the late 20s or early 30s? And I'm sure they've changed over the years a little bit, but there was a way to come into our country. And your parents, your grandparents, my grandparents, they came into the country that way. They went through an immigration process. Now, what's the matter with that? Where's that become wrong? Where's it say, well, just walk across the border? And you become, I don't get it. I mean, why have rules if you don't even uphold them?
Well, and the whole issue, Steve, seems to me to be more of a protest or an undermining by the resistance, whatever that is. And, you know, we've got, a million can come in. I believe Trump was trying to raise the number of immigrants that could legally come in to 2 million. Nobody wanted to talk about it, Steve. Yeah, and so now we got, 7,000 that are coming in one point. And, of course, there's innocent people wanting to come here. And it's just going to be ugly. And it's a shame because our leaders should do better than that. And they haven't been able to manage it. And I think a lot of it goes back to which way we want this whole country to go. It's not, and we're using poor people like that in the fight.
Coach, what happened in Pittsburgh at the synagogue? I know you have strong ties to that great city, and man, is that sad.
It really is. It's pathetic. That kind of hate could be in our country, and for your fellow man, really. I mean, it's no other reason than that. But it's so pathetic, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm ashamed that it happened in Pittsburgh. I'm ashamed that it happened anywhere. There's no place for that kind of hatred in our country. Period.
Well, it's again, and then you can't spend 2 days mourning. You have to blame somebody, and there's an awful lot of blame on Donald Trump. And I thought, come on, guys, let's just bury him and then talk politics later. But goodness, it's just tragedy. We all can't stand it. It was a sick man who shoots 11 Jewish people in the synagogue. It's the biggest killing in the history of our country of Jewish people in a synagogue like that. I mean, we've never had that kind of a massacre. It's just heartbreaking, but yet we find ourselves talking about it, it seems, more and more. Okay, to a few matchups here for the weekend. It is a heck of a sports weekend. You've got LSU and Alabama and Baton Rouge. Wow, Johnny, the Tigers are real, and Bama's Bama.
Well, yeah, Bama's Bama, and I think if anyone can take them, it may be the Tigers in Baton Rouge. There's a couple teams that can beat them. Mike, I don't know if anyone's actually better than Alabama, but they can still get beat. And South Louisiana's got football on their mind right now with that game and then the Saints-Rams. So it's going to be great.
I agree, Johnny, but the program that he's built at Alabama is really unbelievable. But LSU can beat them. There's no question about that. They can, but, you know, they're going to have to do a lot of things very few things wrong, I would have to say.
Coach, I mean, what's it like for Nick Saban? Or if he loses a football game, it's a disaster in Tuscaloosa. They can't lose. When you have the run with the Bears and you're winning all your games, is there more pressure holding the undefeated? Is there pressure there like I'm sure Nick Saban's under pressure because he can't lose?
Well, I think Nick's under a lot of pressure. I think, and I don't think he minds it, but I mean, really, they expect perfection in Alabama, and you know, if you don't get it, then they say, "Well, what's wrong?" and this and that. But what a great program they've had there for years under him. He's done a terrific job. He brings in great athletes. I mean, this left-handed quarterback they got, I never heard of, you know, and all of a sudden I'm watching, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that reminds me of John Wooden. If you want to know how it is to be a coach. And Mike knows, but he won 7 national championships in a row, and then they lost one. The next year, he wins 8 out of 9, and then one of his best supporters comes, hugs him, and lifts him, says, "You did it! You did it! You let us down last year, but you did it."
That's pretty tough. And what about the Saints hosting the Rams, Coach? I mean, that's a dandy. Undefeated L.A. Rams, 1-loss New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. That's a heck of a game.
I think it's going to be a real good game. I mean, I know the Rams are good, but I tell you what, the Saints are really good. Under what they've done down there with the coach, Drew Brees, and they're just a good team, and they do more than throw the ball. They play pretty good defense, and they can run the football also. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. The Rams are for real.
I'll tell you, Coach, though, going to the Saints in the Superdome in this situation, that's tough for the Rams. I'm happy that game's here. And the other thing.
I agree with that. It'll be, you won't be able to hear.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, too, what about Drew Brees, a guy like that? I mean, it just doesn't matter what the situation is. As long as he's playing, the other team's got to look out because he can win no matter what. It's just amazing. That guy.
And Johnny, Coach, the accuracy of Drew Brees, where he can put that ball on a dime.
It's really amazing. I mean, I really don't know that I've seen it before. And he knows he's going to do it. I mean, I'm watching. He knows where he's going to throw that ball. He knows he's going to throw it that accurate, and he does. And that's pretty good.
I think Brady and Brees are two of the best ever, of course. But to watch them both, and the other thing about them, Coach. They seem to have a knack for getting sacked or going down, or I don't know how it is, but they, knock on wood, they just don't get hurt like you would think after all those years of playing. So,
there's a time to hold them and a time to fold them. When you got to fold them because that's what's going to happen. You're going down.
I think that's it. They go down, Steve, instead of, and I don't know what it is, but it's more than just pure luck, I think. But, anyway, that's going to be a good game with the Rams.
We're fortunate. We're watching some of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, and maybe the greatest in the history of the game when you take it all. I mean, and Drew Brees and Brady. I mean, what's going on right now? The guy up in Green Bay, I think, is fantastic. And, you know, they make around them better automatically. So you go from being a team that's so-so in a couple of areas, you get much better in the receiver running back area because of the quarterback and the way he plays.
Well, and you've got this Mahomes in Kansas City, and we're hoping Trubisky in Chicago. So maybe we got some younger ones coming
Mitch is a real deal. He's going to be okay. Mitch is going to be great. They won in Kansas City, Mahomes. He's pretty darn good, too.
Amazing. All right, guys, this just came across the economy's impact on the midterms. 250,000 jobs were added in October. Johnny, these numbers are, I mean, they're just strong. And that's why, who said it? Bill Clinton? the economy stupid, or James Carville or somebody. You know, people are getting jobs. I mean, you see more help wanted. I bet I could be a busboy at Ditka's if I wanted to. You guys are probably hiring, Coach.
Oh, you could probably be the owner if you wanted to.
But it's a good picture. Things are going well. And the only thing I feel on the other side is they hate Trump. That's all I got.
Well, they hate. You're right. I mean, it's like anything else. You know, Trump is a success at what he's doing, but he's been a success his whole life. You know, that's why he's become a billionaire. I mean, you understand that people sometimes they just don't like to see successful people. But when it comes to running our country, you got to be stupid not to understand that what he's doing is right, what he's doing is good, and if you don't understand that, then you're not an American.
Well, the other thing, you know, Coach, we're a democracy. We're all equal. I got it. But Trump attacked the ruling class on behalf of the people who had had it with them. That's if you look at it from a analogy or a fundamental standpoint, he overthrew the ruling class. They don't like it. The ruling class doesn't like it, Steve. They don't like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even a politician. And we finally did it. You know, we talked about it. We had Perot. We had a few other independents. And we actually elected a president who hadn't been a politician.
Yeah.
And he's not a politician.
Well,
he's not a very good politician.
He's a bottom line, results driven business guy running the country. And I had Health and Human Services Cabinet Secretary Alex Azar yesterday. He was on the program. And I said, tell me something about Donald Trump. People might be surprised. He said, listen, I talk to him almost every day about lowering prescription drug costs. We'll be in a meeting around the table, look over and say, hey, Alex, what are you doing today to lower those prices? He wants results, and he holds people's feet to the fire. I think that's a good, accountable way to do stuff.
Well, that is.
Well,
that's something you don't think about, but that's something that needs to be, you know, happen for drug prices to come down because it got way out of line.
Yeah.
Well, and that's really it. The issue that the Democrats have done very well with is just health care and, we want this, that, or the other, and they're taking away that. And that's been an issue this campaign, Steve, that I think has helped the Democrats and, to fight the good economy. And so it's a concern, I think, to everybody right now. Health care is pretty scary.
Well, we'll call you guys next week, Coach. We'll see what happens with these midterms, and then we'll know. But it ought to be pretty well watched because, I don't believe anything I'm reading or seeing. I think we're just going to know about 11 o'clock or midnight on Tuesday night how everything looks. And, I I'll be surprised if it's any blue anything, but you never know because I don't know. Mike, a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Keep your head down when you swing.
Hey,
what's that?
Who did the first play?
Who the Bears play?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Oh, right. We ought to win that, right?
Okay. Well,
I don't know. But the Bears are good.
Yeah. Bears are definitely
right.
On the rise.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you very much. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5 751. Text in if you'd like. 359-2255. I think we're kind of getting back in a routine.
That's right.
I'm fired up. Mike and Johnny, Friday mornings, ESPN 93.5.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
It's Dad's Day at Memorial Stadium as Fighting Illini football takes on Minnesota November 3rd.
35-30, he might go 20, 10, 5, touchdown Illinois!
Single game tickets start at just $35. Reserve your seats for Dad and the entire family today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-Illini1.
Yeah, let's just do this thing. By the way, a few texts we've received.
Yeah, and one says GCMS Falcons quest to repeat tomorrow in Gibson City against Chicago Hope Academy at 2. Falcons MS have won 24 straight.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then that you forgot the shout-out, Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Allen.
They play at Tuscola.
Actually, Tuscola.
It's at Tuscola.
Hosts. Yes.
Yeah, at Tuscola, at Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin. Against Tuscola, Bismarck, Henning, Rossville, Alvin is a 6 seed. Tuscola's a 3.
Okay.
And it's in Tuscola where my daughter Grace, Miss Illinois, will be speaking at 2 o'clock.
I'm excited.
And they've opened that to the public.
I know.
So as a public, I'm driving down to Tuscola. I want to hear Grace speak.
Me too. Go Warriors.
They're expecting over 500 people.
250,000 new jobs and 3.1% wage increases, Stevie. How about those numbers?
No, listen, it's all good. And if the Democrats waive this, then good for them. As Mike says, God bless you. Vote for who you want.
And then Ryan texts in, tell Coach to come save the Illini.
Well, the Illini will be back tomorrow.
Exactly.
And looking better tomorrow. You just watch. You just watch and see.
That's right.
Here's your weather brought to you this morning by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Not bad as we wrap up the week with partly cloudy conditions and a high 53, 34 our low tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to around 46 with more clouds Saturday night. We've got a slight chance of showers in the morning, then an 80% chance of rain after 1 on Sunday. High 58, down to 42. Going back to work Monday with a high 60 and some clouds. Right now, fair conditions, 37, ESPN 93.5.
We have a few pair for the basketball game tonight. We have a pair of colonnade tickets for the football game tomorrow.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, that's where you take the elevator,
mm-hmm.
And you're talking to friends. You say, I got to go. And you say, oh, what gate you going in? I'm going in the elevator game.
You might want to wear your collared mm-hmm. Illini shirt.
359-2255, text in Illini. And we'll give out 2 pairs of basketball tickets for tonight. Colonnade tickets. I kind of favor kids on the colonnades. I think I missed the window. I think they went to school already. But if there is a homeschool situation or somebody, if you text in and you're a kiddo wanting to take one of your parents, I definitely lean toward that.
Especially because it's Dad's Day and all that.
So if you've got a child, say under age 16,
we'll go to Dick is number 89.
Ooh. Okay, text in Illini, getting them coming. 359-2255 is what you text in, Illini. And you might win basketball tickets, you might win these colonnade tickets. Put Diane Scholey in charge of this effort.
Very good.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with your news and lots more in the next hour. Glad you're along. It's Friday, November 2. Weather looks better. We're falling back 1 hour on the clocks before we go to bed tomorrow.
That's right.
Get that extra hour. 756.
This is Champaign County Court.